with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Israel says its attacks against Iran will increase significantly in the coming week.
Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says his military will be ramping up attacks on Iran in the coming days. We are determined to continue leading the attack against the Iranian terrorist regime, to behead its commanders and thwart its strategic capabilities until all security threats to the state of Israel and U.S. interests in the region are removed. Katz spoke Saturday hours after President Donald Trump said he was considering winding down military operations in the Mideast, even as the U.S. announced it was sending more warships and Marines to the region. Iran is threatening to attack tourist sites worldwide. I'm Donna Water.
A wave of executions is feared in Iran after the hanging of three young men.
A 19-year-old star wrestler and two other young men were hanged in Iran this week, raising alarm among rights groups that a wave of executions may be underway as authorities there facing relentless attacks from the U.S. and Israel seek to squelch public dissent. They're the first executed among the tens of thousands arrested during a January crackdown on nationwide protests. The three sentenced on charges of waging war against God for allegedly killing two police officers during protests. But Amnesty International said the convictions came in grossly unfair trials. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says the U.S. will obliterate Iranian power plants if it doesn't fully open the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. He issued the ultimatum in a social media post Saturday while spending the weekend in Florida. The president says he's giving Iran exactly 48 hours to open the vital waterway or face a new round of attacks. This is SRN News. Americans are no strangers to prayer.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the United States is coming into focus. According to the annual report from National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half of the 50 states place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure. This is SRN News. President Trump has issued an executive order barring college football playoff and other postseason games from airing during the annual Army-Navy football game. More from Bob Agnew.
The president has directed the Commerce Secretary and the FCC chairman to coordinate the timing with the playoff committee, the NCAA, and media rights partners. The goal is to ensure an exclusive broadcasting window for the storied rivalry. It's traditionally played on the second Saturday in December. Bob Agner reporting.
The WNBA and its players' union have reached the next step in their new collective bargaining agreement, signing a term sheet. Now they wait for ratification by the players and approval from the league's board of governors. The new seven-year CBA, which will begin this season and run through 2032, represents transformational landmark labor deal. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.